On today's episode of the Yaesu, the Radio Show podcast, we're going to talk about the differences between the FTDX 101 series, the FTDX 10, as well as the FT710. That's for today's episode on Monday, February 19th, on the Yaesu, the Radio Show podcast. And welcome to the Yaesu, the Radio Show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook. Thank you for tuning in. We are back after being off from the week from enjoying Hamcation 2024. And man, was that a great event. We got to see a lot of good friends that we haven't seen in over a year, largely based on the fact that it was Hamcation last time that we got to saw them. But we had a really, really great time and everything like that on there. And with that, we came back with a lot of questions, a lot of questions that, you know, people are asking about this and this and this. And obviously the biggest thing in the talk of the show and stuff was the 710 series of radios, but also two people were going in and saying, what's really the difference? You know, there's the 101, the 10, and the 710. So what exactly is that all about? And on today's episode, we are going to go ahead and discuss that on there. But in addition to that, a lot of people had a couple good questions about our rebates. That's right. If you're watching this podcast through the United States, we do have some great late winter warm-up specials that run now all the way through now at the start of this recording of this podcast, all the way through March 31st of 2024. And where can you get these special deals and these prices on there? Well, you can go ahead and get them through our authorized Yaesu dealers. But right now, if you want to save money, we have instant coupons. And I want to stress instant coupons on the FTDX 101 series, the D and the MP. Not just one or the other, but on both of them. The FTDX 10, the FT991A, the FT710 series, the FTM500, 300, 200, 6000, and the 5. That's right. Instant coupons on all of them. And in addition to that, for special, we also just went along and released a mail-in rebate for the FTDX 10. So not only are you going to go ahead and get an instant coupon, you can also go ahead and get a mail-in rebate for the purchase on that radio at this time. But once again, got to stress, only can get it through our authorized Yaesu dealers. There are some places out there that go ahead and try to act like Yaesu dealers or say that they can get Yaesu product. Let me tell you something. If they are not an authorized Yaesu dealer, they are not going to be able to get you the great Yaesu products that you know, demand, and love, as well as, in addition, being able to get you those instant coupons or those discounts. Head on over to Yaesu.com, click on the Contact Us, or better yet, find a dealer if you have questions about our Yaesu authorized dealers. Alrighty, let's get back into the show for today. So once again, today's topic is one that I'm not surprised that we were asked and stuff like that. And it really is, what is the comparison between the actual FTDX 101 series as well as the FTDX 10 and the 710? Three great radios. And as we've talked about it, which we are really proud of, we are really super proud of this, they are in the number 1, 3, and 4 position on the Sherwood Report list. So they are in the top 4 on there. But there are differences between the two. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of describe some of these differences, kind of, as I kind of jokingly say, at the 10,000-foot level. That's going to give you the understanding of why these radios are the way that they are and what kind of features and stuff like that that they offer over one another. Okay. Now, they are different in many aspects on there. You know, starting out the 101 being the top of the line, the 10 right underneath it, and the 710 being right underneath that on there. But I'll tell you what, the differences are not that far off. They really are not. And I think that's a good thing to go ahead and stress about on there. So we're going to start out with the FTDX 101 as the first model. That is our first SDR radio that actually came into production. And there's actually two models of that radio. There's the D, which is the standard version, which is 100 watts and has additional filters or options you can purchase in that radio. And then there is the FTDX 101 MP version. Now, the MP version is different than the D version. And the biggest thing right off the bat is that the MP is in honor of the founder of our company, which is Sako Hasegawa. His call sign is JA1MP. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people don't know about this. I guess I didn't until I started working with Yaesu, what that significance of the MP was. So if you look back in our history of radios, you'll find out that some models have the MP designation on there at the end. So once again, example, FTDX101MP. But what that MP actually does mean on there, it means that this radio is the top of the line. It is the greatest. There's really nothing more you can get in that model class if you have the one and the MP on there. Okay, so the FTDX101MP, once again, top of the line on there. But really, what is the differences between the D and the MP? The differences are gonna once again come into a little bit of form factor, but more so what we have going on under the hood, as they say. The D, once again, 100 watts. VMP is going to go ahead and be 200 watts. Now, because of the 200 wattage, you're going to have, the MP is going to come with a speaker power supply. And yes, that is a speaker power supply. So a lot of people think, oh, the MP runs off 12 volts. No, it doesn't. It runs off a specific power supply that comes with the radio. And with that, it has, it's got a lot of things going on in that speaker power supply. Can you buy the matching speaker for the D version? And the answer is yes. You can buy the speaker matching for the D, but that's going to run on your 12 volts. The MP does not run on 12 volts there. It runs on that speaker power supply. But I think the technology of the 101 series is something that really needs to stand out. So first of all, you have multiple antenna ports on the 101 series. So that's going to be the biggest thing that's on there. But what we did with our SDR technology is we found out that, and I've said this numerous times, is that the greatest feature of SDR technology is the greatest drawback to SDR technology, and that is that it receives well. Now, that doesn't make sense. You're going to be like, John, that doesn't make sense. Why would something that is something you want be something bad? Well, the reason being is because if you have a great receiver, it's going to receive everything, right? And when we are talking weak signal, when we are talking those signals in the mud, when we're talking to try to pull it out of something, you want a good receiver. But as the essence and example that I give is that if I need a drink of water, do I want to drink from a 3-inch fire hose? And the answer is no, right? If I just need a little 8-ounce glass of water, I don't need to have gallons of water flowing at me. And that's that same concept with the SDR. If I am that glass, if I have that glass, and I have just a little bit of water I want from, okay, the water, okay, the hose, right? Do I need to turn on that 3-inch fire hose full bore? No, I don't, right? So in essence, what I'm doing is that we need to limit it. We need to reduce it. I still want to have the water. I still want to be able to have as much water as I want, but I don't need it all flowing, gushing at me. So that's where we stopped and we said, okay, how can we do this with the SDR technology? Because as other people are merely aware of other SDR technologies out there, you get too much coming into that front and then it's problematic. So you have two options, right? When you're dealing with the SDR receiver, do you filter what's coming in or do you narrow what's coming in? Or do you say, hey, come on in and then I'll filter it? So for an example, if we go back to this analogy that I used with the water and the fire hose, right? So am I saying, okay, I'm just going to, in essence, turn the valve open just barely little, get a couple drops, filtering before, comes into the glass, right? Because the glass, once again, our analogy is that SDR receiver and the water is a signal. Or do I go and saying, just crank it all open, let it come pouring in, and then I'm going to stop it, and then I'm going to turn around and look and see how much is in my glass. And guess what? There's probably going to be more water everywhere else than there is actually going to be in that glass. So when we did our SDR technology, that's when we said, hey, this is what we want to do. And in that case, what we did is we put filtering before it. All righty? And when we did that filtering before it, that's what we changed. That's how we made things different. So you're going to go ahead and see that we use some of our older thought process in the 101 series. And I'm going to say this is jump back to the FTDX 3000 and the FTDX 5000. You'll remember there was an option set called the Mutunes or Microtunes, right? And what it was is that it put a filtering down and got that narrowing right down of the signal we want in. So once again, not looking at that all that signal, not looking at all that water come in, I'm narrowing it down. So if we're going to say in this case is that we're saying, let's take it, we're saying that 3-inch hose is now going down to maybe a 1/2-inch hose. And then we're now going to go control how much water's coming out. But that's with the VC tune on the 101 series. So now what we're doing, the VC tune, is we're taking it from 3 inches, we're putting it down to maybe 1 inch to 1.5 inches, maybe 3/4 inch. Now what we're going to do is we're going to apply our bandpass filtering on that signal. Now, that bandpass filtering is now if we're going to go ahead and say we're going to control the flow of that water coming in. Okay? So now we've narrowed the pipe down. Now we're going to control that flow coming in. Now we have an RF amp on there. Now, after that RF amp, what that does is that's going to go ahead, and in essence, if we use that in an analogy, it's going to make sure that we have the best efficient nozzle on the end of that hose. Okay? That'd be our analogy on there. And what that, because what's that going to do is that's going to bring into that mixer, because once we go through that RF amp, now what we're doing is we're splitting the stream, okay? Splitting the stream to go into the FPGA. So in essence, we have a good pull for the monitor, for the display, okay? So when you're looking at a display on the 101 series, whether it be internal or whether it be externally connected, what you're seeing is you're seeing a pure raw feed on there. Now, with that second part is in there, now we're adding roofing filters. Now, how do we do this? Well, a filter is a filter, right? So in this case, now with my analogy, when that water is going to come out of that hose now, here's what I'm doing. I'm going ahead and running it through water purification or water filter system, which is going to clean up that water greatly. So I'm going to get the highest quality water. Now we're going to be injecting that into an analog to digital converter, which then is going to go into the FPGA or AKA the SDR receiver. Now, when it's in the SDR receiver, now what's going to go ahead and happen is that that signal is going to come out, go to that monitor, and then the other part is going to go into the DSP and the digital analog converter to put it back into the audio circuitry so you can hear it. Well, how would that relate to analogy, John? Okay, well, if we're using the analogy on there, is that glass, if that's the SDR and the water is the signal, we're going to be putting it into not only a well glass, but we're going to make sure that the glass is really refined and that it's a nice-looking glass and all those kind of things like that on there. So that's kind of that analogy to put it more in perspective. Now, with the 101 series, you actually have two glasses in this case. Because when you have two glasses in this case, you have two receivers. So it's two glasses in here. So that is going to be the aspect of the 101 on there. Now, one of the things that I mentioned earlier is that there is a difference between the 101D and the 101MP. What you're getting with the D version versus the MP version is going to be the filtering and the options in there. So we're going to start out with the D version, okay? So the D version is going to give you that VC tune, the Vario Capacitance Tuner. That's going to be on the main band only, where the MP has the main and the sub. Alrighty. You're going to go ahead and get the crystal roofing filter for CW for 600 Hz, standard on the main and the sub in both the D and the MP. You're going to go ahead and get the crystal roofing filter for single sideband for 3 kilohertz, standard on the main and a sub for both the D and the MP. You're going to get the crystal roofing filter for AM at 12 kilohertz standard, okay, on the D and the MP for both the main and a sub. But what happens is that on the MP, okay, you're going to get that optional VC tune in there right away for it. Alrighty, and you're getting a additional CW 300 Hz filter on there. So the MP is giving you more power, both VC tunes for the main and the sub, and additional filtering. The D is going to get you 100 watts, only the VC tune on your main. So whatever you have on that main frequency, it's only going to be in there. Now, you would say, John, why would I want one on the sub? What essence would be good on the sub? Well, if you're doing split operation, right, you want to maybe go ahead and you're going to transmit on the main and receive on the sub. You're going to maybe want to really fine-tune that display on there so that you can run that monitor, see that secondary signal on the sub. Because with the 101, you can push up both VFOs at the same time on there, or both receivers, I said, the main and the sub. So that's what's going to be the big difference between the main and the sub. Now, is there a price difference? Obviously, yes, there is a price difference because you're talking more wattage, more filtering, more parts to it. But really, I'm going to tell you is that regardless whether you get the 101D or MP, this thing is going to blow your mind, okay? It is, like I said, number one on the Sherwood list. The receiver performance and technology is absolutely amazing on it. And the reason being is because it is high Yaesu quality, and that's what this radio really was designed for on there, all righty? At 2 kilohertz and RMDR, you're getting 123 dB. 2 kilohertz BDR, you're getting 150 dB, okay? Like, for example, 2 kilohertz third IMDR rating is 110 dB. So as you see, the reason I'm going ahead and saying that, and I'm going to apologize, some people may not know what these mean on there, but if you are into HF, if you are looking for a receiver that has a performance, these values here are what sets it above all the other radios, okay? And the reason that it sets it above all those other radios is because that is what you want for rejection. That is what you want for the performance of the radio. And a lot of people are just like, oh, it's the fancy bells and whistles and stuff like that. No, not really, not at all. It's this rejection. It's this imaging that the radio can handle on there. And that's what you want when you're getting very picky. We know many, many, many people that have purchased this 101, and they've gone ahead and they said, you know what? It is blowing my mind. It's way beyond what I thought the radio would be because of how the SDR performs. Now, I will say this. People have gone ahead and they've said, you know what, John, here's the deal on it. It's not a true SDR radio. It's a hybrid. Well, I guess you want to call it what you want to call it, but I will tell you what is that you need to have selectivity in that case, okay? Because that's what you need to do. Hybrids, when we're talking these levels, if you want to say it, that's what's going to give you that image rejection. The other things are not going to give you that image rejection on there. What's going to go ahead and happen is that when you're going ahead and putting this blocking dynamic range, that's what BDR stands for. And if you're going to go ahead and be putting this, as I went along on there, I said the RMDR, which is a reciprocal mixing dynamic range, as well as the IM dynamic range. These are settings that are going to tell the radio, that they're going to tell you these ratings on how well this radio performs. Okay, that's what that comes down to in the radio on there. Now, let's talk about the FTDX10, because the FTDX10 came out as a solution and a want by people saying, you know what, John, here's the deal. I want the 101. I love the 101. I don't have the money for the 101. I don't. Or we've had people say that 101, way too much radio for me. Don't panic. Don't worry about it. That's where the FTDX10 comes into play. I have an FTDX10. I love my FTDX10. Why? Because it's simple. It's still giving you the features of what a lot of the features, not obviously one for one because it's a different model radio, but that it's giving you the features of what is in that 101. So for example, you're going to have a single antenna come in. You're still going to have those bandpass filterings we talked about. You're still going to have that RF amp on there. You're going to have that mixer, but you're still going to have roofing filters come into play. It's then going to hit that SDR, that FPGA receiver, and then it's going to go into the DSP as well as split out a display feed on there. So coming out of the FPGA, you have a split of two different outputs on there, one for audio in essence and one for video on there. Now, I'm going to tell you this. What's happening in this case is that, once again, you're having good range. You're having those good signal and values come in on there because of the performance of saying what we're going to limit is what coming into that SDR on there, and then it's going and processing the SDR. Now, I will tell you this. The FTDX10 is, yes, only a single receiver. It does have dual VFOs, but you have to understand that there's a difference between a main and a sub receiver and a transmitter versus a single receiver with VFO and VFO A and B, like dual VFOs. So the FTDX10 is a single receiver. It does only have one antenna port. But what it's going to do is it's going to get you that oomph, that power to pull in those weak signals. Alrighty, it really is. And you're going to see that through, once again, the ranges and the values of the, once again, the reciprocal mixing dynamic range, the blocking dynamic range, as well as the IMDR, which is the intermodulation dynamic range. And if you've been keeping notes on there, you're going to see the RMDR is at 116 dB, the BDR is at 141, and then the IMDR is at 109. Now, we're talking this radio here, smaller, much more compact, same great features, same high quality. Obviously, not the same as the 101, right? Because, you know, obviously, right? But you're going to be able to have this radio. You're going to sit back and you're going to enjoy this radio. You're going to say, and that's what I am. I'm saying, hey, you know what? My 101 is great for contesting and stuff, but when I need to pull a weak signal out, when my neighbor behind me fires up his QRM, or I get some QRN or something like that going on at my home station here, man, I'm taking that FTDX10 and I'm tuning in those signals that I'm going to be able to pull out of the mud. Okay? That is what is on there. Now, I've talked about these prices a little bit on here and stuff like that on there. Is there a big difference in the price? Well, there is, but once again, we went along and we said, hey, here's the deal. Go get some of those instant coupons. Go get that mail-in rebate on the FTDX10 on there. But more importantly, if you can get to one of our authorized Yaesu dealers, get in there, talk to them about the radio. And even if you can't, call them up, chat with them about the radio, or better yet, call and talk to us. That's right. If you have any questions about our SDR product line and you want specific questions, operational questions, more features, what, like, hey, how do I do this? Or how does this work? Or I've seen this and this and this. I want you to give us a call. Go ahead and call us at area code 714-827-7600. That's our main office number for Yaesu over in Cypress, California, Yaesu USA. And then what you're going to do is you're going to push option 8. That is going to be for the SDR HF technical support. You're going to go ahead and you're going to be speaking to one of our technicians there that are going to be able to help and answer that question. And guess what? If they aren't there, leave a voicemail message. Leave a message. Or better yet, email by us at the Contact Us page. We'll go ahead and get back to you as soon as we're available, done helping the current customer to be able to answer all these questions about there. Because, man, sometimes it can be difficult, and sometimes you want certain questions answered. But guess what? You're going to go ahead and be able to do that. Contact us. Don't be afraid to talk to us. We're here to help on your SDR questions. Alrighty. Well, now that leaves us with the FT710 series. And I'm going to tell you this. Comparing the FT710 to the FTDX10 or the 101 for that matter, which is it's the different leagues on there, you got it wrong. Okay, I'm going to tell you that. You got it wrong. People get upset when I say that, but you have it wrong. And here's why you have it wrong, folks. While the FTDX101 and the FTDX10 utilize band pass as well as roofing filters, the 710 does not. The 710 dives into the aspects of using a technology known as dithering, and then it injects it into a DSP. And the DSP signal technology on here is top-notch here, folks. Okay? So, looking at it, what you're going to do is you're going to have it, once again, that signal's coming in. You're going to have attenuation if you need to, that bandpass filtering, the RF amp. But this time, you're not hitting a mixer. You're not. Because what we're doing here is we're going to be dealing with audio at its purest and rawest form. Okay, that signal at its purest and rawest form. So it's going to come into the divider. Now, that divider is taking that signal, in essence, putting it down to two different channels to go into the FPGA, to the SDR receiver. Now, what's going to happen is that it's going to use dithering. Now, what dithering is basically putting it through some sort of receiver or filtering, and I'm talking about dithering in the 10,000-foot level. Now I'm talking about how our radios are operating. But it's putting it into an SDR receiver, and it's cleaning that signal up. It's converting it. But what it's doing then is it's going ahead and injecting it back into itself. So in other words, think of it this way. Think of like, and I'll use this example because I heard it once. This is not my example, but it's pretty good. So let's say you got your hands really dirty and messy, right? So what you're going to go ahead and do is you're going to go ahead and go in and use some like pumice or some heavy duty cleaner and get the majority of the gunk and the dirt off, right? Okay. So now you cleaned your hands once. But now what happens is there's still some dirt on your hands or the hands aren't 100% clean. So now what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and use different soap, a regular general soap, and now you're going to wash your hands all over again. Even though you just did with some heavy stuff, you're going to kind of refine it even more. And once you've gone through that process, that's dithering, okay? Now once you've gone through that process of dithering, you're coming out of that SDR receiver, and now you're going into the DSP circuitry. Now the DSP circuitry is really where this radio shines, because the 710 is capable of using our AESS technology. That's what we call our acoustic enhanced sound system. Now people think and they're like, oh, what is this acoustic enhanced speaker system or sound system? And they're, oh, what's this all about? And the peak speakers. No, here's what it is, people. A lot of people are saying, oh, the speaker is crap or it's not worthwhile and stuff like that. Well, guess what? You're wrong. You're looking at a picture. And just like everybody looked at the 710 when it first came out, it said, well, it's less performance than the FTDX10. Well, yeah, it is, because it's a different design on there. The speaker is of a different concept on there, folks. So the speaker comes with the AESS version. There's a new version just released out called the 710 Field, where it eliminates the speaker, saves you a little money, and then gives you a basic carrying strap with it. Is there a difference in the radio? No, there is not. The difference is the features of the radio. So the AESS comes with the speaker. The Field does not come with the speaker. Both radios are capable of using AESS technology. Both radios are the same internally. It's just what accessories are coming with the radio. Now, let's talk about the AESS system. What the AESS system does with the DSP technology is it's breaking down your audio in regards to the spectrum of audio. Alrighty. The spectrum of audio roughly runs, 300 to 3,000 hertz. Okay? Now, in that spectrum, okay, what's happening is that it's taking all that audio coming in. And with that audio coming in, normally it comes out one speaker, right? We're shoving all this range of audio in there. Now, the radio itself has the capabilities to adjust, you know, sounds and stuff like that, contour, width, notch, all that stuff that impacts your signal. But what the AESS does is it says, okay, instead of taking everything coming through, this 300 to 3,000 hertz, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down. I'm going to kind of almost cut it in half for sake of an argument. And what I'm going to do is as you slowly engage the AESS percentage, so it goes from 0 to 100, as you slowly engage that percentage of AESS, what you're doing now is you're saying, okay, of the speakers, the internal and the external, I'm going to go ahead and push out the low and the low mid-range on one speaker, and I'm going to take the upper mid-range and the upper range, and I'm going to push it to the other speaker. So in essence, what you're doing is you're having the audio separate out. So instead of having the 300 to 3,000 through one speaker, no, you're saying, okay, you keep that audio range, and then I'm going to take this other audio range. So let's take an argument term like, I'm going to take the 300 to 1,000 and put it only on this speaker, and I'm going to move the 1,000 to 3,000 and put it out to this other speaker. That's what happens when you increase the AESS percentage. Alrighty? That's what you're doing on there. Now, people are saying, well, the AESS speaker is there. No, the AESS speaker, folks, is designed for that, people have said, oh, I've opened up the cabinets, there's a speaker in there, and there's a lot of dead room, and blah, 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 blah. No, first of all, it's matching it, in, you know, cosmetically, okay? But also, too, is that audio in there is balanced for when you engage the AESS and you're putting that range of audio frequencies on that speaker, okay? So now what's happening in that case is when you engage it, and you don't even have to fully engage it. I will tell you from personal experience, just engaging it at about a 60 to 70% for me makes it perfectly balance my ears. I will hear stuff come out that I can only see on the display. Like I could see that there's like a little bit of a spike of a signal or something on there. And I could tune it. And what I can do with my 710 is I tune it there. Maybe I'm not hearing something or maybe I'm faintly hearing it. But then I take that AESS and I turn it up. I turn it slowly and engage it. And all of a sudden, it comes in like this. Just like this. Because it's balancing out the audio. It's separating that speaker. It's giving you, in essence, a dynamic audio range, balancing it with the speaker. And we had a customer come in. When the radio was first introduced, we were at a show with it, and the customer came in, and the customer came, and he says, I heard so much you talk about it, John, and everything like that, I wanted to see. And he had hearing aids, and he said he's very tone deaf. So he went along, he put it on there, he went, and he said, here's what I want you to do. Go ahead and find me. We had an outside antenna for the radio. Tune it up. He went along, took out his hearing aids, no headphones, no nothing, just there. Went along, saw a spike of a signal, went along and tuned it there. And he went along and he said, okay, can you tell me right now, because I can't hear this, can you tell me right now, is there a signal and people talking? And we said, yes. Went along, okay. So then he said, how do I engage the AESS? So he engaged the AES, and for him, it was about 40 to 50%, and he heard it. And then he started to say what he heard to validate that he, once again, took his hearing aids out right in front of us and did that. Once again, that speaker is designed to handle that acoustic range. I know some people think that it's not there, but I'm telling you folks, let me say, we got the engineers that worked on this. They took their time. They did this because the 710 is going to be for you for that audio. Now, that's not to say the 101 and the FTDX10 don't have great audio either. No, I will swear by my own admission of usage that I could take a single sideband signal with that FTDX10 and put it through and manipulate it to sound like beautiful broadcast AM on there. I think that just goes ahead and speaks volumes of what these radios can go ahead and do on there. Now, one other last thing, the last thing on the podcast here today and for today's show I want to stress on is this topic that comes up from time to time about averaging. And I'll tell you this, folks, listen to it now, spread the word here. We're not going to add averaging. And the reason that they've decided not to add averaging is because the receivers are such high performance. You will, I guarantee you will see that signal before you hear it with these radios because of the range, because of the operation, because of everything involved in there. So you're going to see that signal before it. Now, it might be a little signal. It might be, as one person said, oh, the signal's in the tall grass or the weeds. But if you had averaging, you're leveling it. You're cutting yourself off. So the question that comes into play is like people will be like, well, but how can I go ahead and know then this and this and how I don't see the line is too chaotic and everything like that on there. Well, that's when we're going to tell you go ahead and use your gain and, you know, adjust your gain on there so the display, so it just goes ahead and shows it on there. You can, in essence, make your own averaging. But realistically, for those that have used the 710, the 10, the 101, and they've been fans of other things that have had averaging. They've come out and they've said, quote unquote, you know what? You're right. If averaging was there, I would have not seen that signal. We've had contesters write us and saying, you know what? If averaging was there, I would have missed that signal on my 101. So average isn't going to go ahead and do it on there. I just want to go ahead and let that know because we get a lot of that question on there. And we thought, better yet, got this questions at Hamcation. Why not go ahead and answer it for here? So that's for today's episode. I hope it kind of broke it down at sort of that 10,000 foot level between the 101, the 10, and the 710, and really kind of what they are. And I'll be honest with you, you know, one of the reasons we did that is really because of all the specials and everything that are on there. We have people like, do I want the 10? Do I want the 710? What am I going to get more? What am I going to get more? And now you kind of have a discussion of really kind of what the difference is, and it's going to go ahead and be able to break it down a little bit further. So from all of us at Yaesu USA, if you came out to Hamcation 2024, thank you so much for stopping by the booth. Thank you for so much for seeing us. We're back with the podcast. We took last week off a little bit on there just because we came back and we were getting and taking care of customers. I want to say thank you to everybody. Take care, 73, and we'll catch you on down the band.